AccuWeather forecast, going to be partly cloudy, high today around 81. Delta Airlines had a rough morning. Flights were grounded because of a power outage in Atlanta. It affected flights all over the world, prompting a ground stop overnight. Those flying with the airline should still be expecting large-scale delays and cancellations. Flights did resume around 10 o'clock or so this morning. The Racine County Board is meeting at 6:30 tonight at the Isgrove Office Complex. The agenda includes second reading on a resolution to set up a line item in the budget for any donations or proceeds from the sale of the new county flag. The Youth and Governance Project targeted to help raise money toward new uniforms for the Sheriff's Department's Honor Guard. There is also second reading on a resolution to accept a $90,000 Fund for Lake Michigan grant toward a three-year buffer project at the lakefront. Because the city of Racine is landlocked with its borders, efforts have been underway for years to create redevelopment sites through brownfield cleanup. That can be a lengthy process, and it continues to require a lot of grant money, for which the city has been successful in recent years. The Redevelopment Authority getting an update from Rachana Rotari, the Racine County Economic Development Corporation's brownfield redevelopment and research specialist. She says she's managing 13 grants worth over $4 million right now in the city. Work still needs to be done at the former Racine Steel casting site. And, of course, there's Machinery Row, but she also noted the proposed veterans housing location in the uptown area that is ready for a new developer.
For this site, phase one and two environmental assessments have been completed, and the site eligibility is approved by EPA as of date now, and there is the potential to pursue BCRLF if the right developer comes in and wants to work with the city on this project. And we'll be able to identify other funding sources if need be.
One of the redevelopment sites mentioned by Rothari, a former We Energies location on the lakefront, she indicated that is already now through phase one on the environmental component. This summer, the 200th student is going to earn a University of Wisconsin collaborative online degree from one of the nine system campuses, and that includes Parkside, by completing the final requirement for graduation, what's called the Capstone Project. These give students in the online collaborative degree programs the chance to apply what they've learned in high-growth fields like data science, health information, management and technology, and health and wellness management. Capstones can align with the local economy or be national or even international in scope. They represent nearly every industry sector in Wisconsin and have included the Kenosha Water Utility, even the Green Bay Packers. The two relative unknowns in tomorrow's Democratic primary in the 1st Congressional District for the right to oppose the Republican nominee, they've got some pretty impressive backgrounds, but they do differ at times on issues. Tom Bry is a Janesville plumbing engineer with college degrees in business, math, and mechanical engineering. He's a strong Bernie Sanders supporter, also favors what is known as the Wall Street Transaction Tax.
It's scheduled to raise $150 billion a year once it's implemented, which is a full third of the annual budget deficit, about $450 billion this year. So that'd be a huge start to addressing the economic inequality and redistributing, taxing those at the top.
The other Democrat, Ryan Solon, an S.C. Johnson employee and Iraq War veteran, has degrees in information systems and international relations, positions himself as more of a moderate.
I think what's needed right now is being able to reach across the aisle and get to know the other members of Congress, try and find out their positions, find that common ground. Without any real legislation necessarily in mind.
While the differences between the two surface in areas such as controlling the national debt and military spending, there is also agreement on things like the need for a single-payer health care system and stronger gun control laws. Both Bry and Solon speaking with our partners at Gateway Public Radio. The Mount Pleasant Village Board will meet tonight at 6:30. Could last a while. It's an agenda that includes consideration of setting a public hearing on whether to amend, cancel, or confirm the assessments for the Highway V Water and Sewer Project, ordinance amendments on structure setbacks and properties, and recreational vehicles and trailers for parking. There's also direction of 2017 assessments proposed to get closer to 100% and assessment challenge settlements with both Walgreens and Arby's. Two historic paintings taken down at UW Stout because the school's diversity leadership team warned that the scenes portraying early Wisconsin history could be psychologically devastating to Native Americans. The large murals had been hanging over the common area at Harvey Hall for 80 years. One painting showing French fur traders and Native Americans in canoes traveling down the Red Cedar River. The other of a wooden fort built by the French. UW Stout Chancellor Bob Meyer saying that some Native American students had complained about the scenes portrayed in the painting, so the decision was made to take them down after careful consideration. Well, not to ruin your day or gross you out, but your house probably has a lot more bugs in it than you might think. Reporter Bill Michaels explains.
The average home contains more than 100 different types of flies, spiders, beetles, ants, and other bugs. According to a new study published in Biology Letters, an even greater variety of bugs can be found inside houses of wealthier neighborhoods. Before you reach for the fly swatter, know this. Most of the bugs in our dwellings are not destructive and don't carry diseases. Instead of pests, the survey found mostly benign bugs that are often so small people rarely see them. I'm Bill Michaels.
And Racine police got called Sunday to an auto and tire service in the 1500 block of Douglas Avenue by the discovery of some dumped tires at that business site. It happens more than you might think around the city, and for which it costs the people who get the tires money to dispose of them. In this instance, maybe whoever did it can be found because the responding officer was told that the business had security video of the illegal tire dump. Funeral services are scheduled to begin Thursday evening at 5 o'clock in the UW Parkside Fieldhouse for the late Abdul Jilani, who died last week at the age of 62. Visitation for the one-time basketball standout locally will begin at 4 p.m. The Marsh Meredith and Acklin Funeral Home is handling the arrangements. Born Gary Cole in Tennessee, he started UW Parkside, became an All-American, got drafted into the NBA in the late 70s. One of his stops with the Dallas Mavericks, where he scored the first points in the team's history. He later played overseas. Abdul Jilani most recently helping teach Racine area youth fundamentals of the game. There's a proposed settlement with the company that put in that flawed rubberized surface at Kenosha's Dream Playground in Petsky Park. It's on the agendas of two committees this evening. McGill Construction would pay $230,000 in two installments, the first due within 30 days of council approval. The amount would go up should the company fail to make the payment amount designated during that time frame. Both the Board of Parks Commissioners and the Public Works Committee have the issue in closed session on the heels of the full council last week approving $650,000 from the CIP program to remove and to replace that specialized surface. Dream Playground, of course, has been closed since March due to the rubberized matting failing safety tests. As for the difference in the dollar amounts, Mayor John Antaramian says it's because the city requested some additional items from the contractor, the new company, out of Greenfield. Wisconsin State Patrol emphasizing stop on red all this week, trying to remind drivers you got to obey the traffic signals, not just for your benefit, but for other motorists, along with pedestrians and bicyclists. Kind of explains what exactly you are doing.
When a traffic signal turns yellow, it means drivers must stop, unless you're so close to the intersection that you can't stop safely. Don't ever race through a yellow light to beat the red light. The best thing drivers can do as you approach a signalized intersection, slow down a bit, provide some space between you and the vehicle in front of you, and be prepared to stop.
Data State Patrol Inspector Travis Lauer says intersections have turned into some of the most dangerous places in recent years because of red light runners and stop motorists not checking first on the cross traffic before they start to move. The Racine Finance and Personnel Committee is meeting at 5 o'clock in room 303 at City Hall. That agenda includes a closed session without any specific detail on the topic, which could be the arena being talked about and a possible downtown development project, all part of the city's attempt to get the Milwaukee Bucks Developmental League team. A study was to be conducted with the county board being asked to partner up with the city and RAMAC on the cost. Racine firefighters dispatched about a quarter after one this morning a small fire to the front corner on the roof of a garage at 1109 Irving Place. A neighbor observed flames, called 911. Those were doused within minutes of arrival and nobody got hurt. Fire appeared to be electrical in nature, did about $2,500 worth of damage. More than 20 people taken to a hospital in Madison over the weekend. Carbon monoxide poisoning at a wedding reception. Paramedics dealing with one person who had fainted were approached by other guests, said they weren't feeling well, said there was an odor to the building and a generator was running inside. That's what firefighters found, along with carbon monoxide levels that were way over the charts. Some 300 wedding guests evacuated from that building. A Madison Metro bus brought in as a medical staging area. The issue of immigration is a big one with the current political campaigns for both president and Congress. The Dairy Business Association's John Holyvote noting that it's a big problem for them because the industry relies on immigrants.
This is a good middle-class job that we're offering people. It's not depressing the wages that are available. In fact, we offer what I think are incredibly competitive wages, in large part because we have to.
The Dairy Business Association, among different groups, looking for immigration reforms. But Dave Gorak with the Midwest Coalition to Reduce Immigration says the dairy industry is just trying to keep their labor costs down.
This is not just about native-born Americans. Okay, this is about immigrants who have come here illegally. They're being hurt as well. a lot of people are being hurt.
Immigration, an especially hot topic in the race for the White House, vastly opposite positions, something voters will have to consider. Well, judging by the polls, tomorrow's primary election for House Speaker Paul Ryan in the 1st District against challenger Paul Nehlen, that campaign appears to be favoring the incumbent once again. But don't tell that to the Ryan people. They're taking Nehlen and all the money that's being spent on his campaign very seriously, with plans to keep working even through tomorrow. That primary race, as well as deciding which Democrat in the same competition will be going on to the November election, just but a small handful of ballot decisions for Tuesday, primary election day. Well, the Green Bay Packers, unable to play their preseason game last night in Canton, Ohio, will be taking on Cleveland this coming Friday night, and the Browns' newly named starting quarterback, Robert Griffin III. He was named the starter today over Josh McCown by new Browns head coach Hugh Jackson. Wisconsin Elections Commission putting out a list of some of the things that you voters ought to know for the primary election, which is coming up tomorrow. First of all, voter ID rules are in effect and will remain that way as they were during the presidential primary back in April. You can only vote for candidates in one party in the primary. You can find your polling place on the mobile-friendly My Vote Wisconsin website and leave any political items at home when you go cast a ballot. The polls will open at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. They will close at 8 o'clock. Once again, you are setting the stage for the ballot in November with your decisions. A two-vehicle head-on collision along the 20,800 block of Highway A in the Racine County town of Yorkville results in both drivers going to Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Emergency. The car driven westbound by a 35-year-old man went over the center line, according to the Sheriff's Department, and it hit the eastbound vehicle driven by a 16-year-old girl who was not licensed. With her at the time, a 34-year-old man who allowed the teen to drive. A news release points out that alcohol appears to have been a factor, but does not identify which driver. The number of fatal traffic crashes in the state this year is well above the point from a year ago. And the Department of Transportation Safety Director David Papp says distracted driving is still a big factor in all of this. People on their smartphones just not giving full attention to what is in front of them.
There's so much you can do on your phone now, even watching movies. You know, everything is at your fingertips, and we just need to have some self-discipline and put the phone down.
48 more people killed in traffic crashes through July this year than compared to a year ago. Third annual Back to School with a Cop event in Kenosha, sponsored by the Professional Police Association, to be held this coming Saturday, the Boys and Girls Club, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. KPPA says they've got about 2,000 backpacks, all filled with school supplies, ready for the kids from kindergarten through the 8th grade. And Badgers kicker Rafael Gaglianone is going to be wearing number 27 this season to honor a Nebraska friend, punter Sam Foles, who was killed July 27th in a traffic crash in Waukesha County. Gaglianone was working at the same kicking camp as Foles and former Michigan State punter Mike Sadler. He, too, was killed. Gaglianone and Foles became friends 3 years ago. He told reporters at Badger Media Day he wants to carry the legacy of his friend. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Cargill, WRJN News.